Grossest thing I ever saw was a piece of dog poop. My cousin kicked it, broke open, and there were worms inside. Anyways, think about
it. That's a gross piece of dog poop.
Theme song! Grossest thing I ever saw was a piece of dog poop. Ugh. My cousin kicked it and broke it open. There were worms inside. Theme song. I'm a lonely person. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody to sign. Alright, you can cut it. You can turn it off. You can cut it. Welcome, everybody, to the Mega 64 podcast. We just want to make sure everybody got it.
Yeah,
we don't know what's broadcasting, what's not. He doesn't tell us
when
we're live.
Honestly, who can really say?
Eric doesn't say when we're live.
No, so third time's a charm, guys.
Hey, guys, I really missed that. Sorry.
What's the grossest thing you ever saw?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Should that be podcast question of the week?
Honestly,
that's a good one.
Tweet at us right now, and we'll read the best ones at the end of the show. That's how we'll end the show tonight.
Email us, podcast@mega64.com. Grossest thing you've ever seen. And you can get as detailed as you want. You get personal. And hey, include in the email, don't read my name if it's something that's, you know, like it happened to you.
Yeah.
Like somebody shit on you or something.
We can keep it anonymous. Yeah. It's all good.
If you did like scat play.
Yeah, this is like doctor.
You don't have to say your name.
Doctor patient confidentiality. Yeah. Nobody's going to know.
This is internet soldier confidentiality. We will not release your name if you don't want us to.
That's right.
I'll, you know.
This is you say we tell policy.
Yeah. You say no tell.
Well,
don't ask, don't tell.
Do say, don't tell.
Right. Cool.
Do say, don't tell ideology here in effect. So we do support the armed forces. Thank you very much.
Do the soldiers ever think about not fighting the war?
Yeah. Do you ever, as the classic John Lennon poem once said, do the soldiers ever think about not fighting?
Look at all the people.
So think about it. Imagine, as the song Imagine says by CeeLo Green, imagine if the soldiers didn't fight.
Imagine when the soldiers went, fuck you.
Yeah, I got bullets in my rifle and they weren't enough. So I said, fuck you. And that's to the president.
When an artist
gets to support the troops.
We got to support the troops.
I think when a musician gets big enough, they should take all their hit songs and then do kind of like a remix mashup that incorporates all their songs into one.
Mm. Yeah.
So for CeeLo, it would be Crazy, Fuck You, and Imagine, the John Lennon cover.
Yeah. Imagine
crazy.
Fucking You like Crazy.
Whoa.
By CeeLo Green.
Dude, this guy's got it.
Yeah. CeeLo. Ring.
CeeLo, please email us. Email us if the grossest thing you've ever seen, email podcast@mega64.com. But also if you're CeeLo Green, email us at podcast@mega64.com.
DJ Disc Jockey mashup.
Turn your chair away from me going, fuck you, the voice.
Right.
Anyway, welcome to the show, podcast 309?
316.
And podcast 666.
Podcast 666.
Let's just skip ahead. Yeah.
The podcast of the beast.
Yeah.
That's the weather has changed. And
we're gonna be smacking down the devil of this podcast. We're gonna be clearing out all the demons from the warehouse.
Consider this an exorcism.
Yeah. This is God's podcast, okay? We're on the side of good.
So
thank you very much.
If you say anything blasphemous, you say anything sacrilegious, we can prosecute.
Yeah, we will.
You can go to hell.
And I do, by the way, I stand by the Pope.
Still. The Pope was set up.
Pope got bogarted this week.
Whoa.
When the news came out and said, oh, he secretly met with pig woman Kim Davis.
Pig woman.
And
it was a saboteur.
It was a saboteur.
He didn't know she
was
going to be there.
There was a setup.
Y'all, it's sabotage.
He didn't know she was going to be there. Somebody set him up to take the fall.
Fucking
Somebody set up the Pope?
They're trying to frame the Pope to be an asshole.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of work to actually set up the Pope.
They're trying to set the Pope up to make him look like an asshole.
They had him
appear. It is a lot of work, but they're doing good.
This is legit. I'm really not joking. If you heard about, I don't know if you heard about this, but he came to some event and was not aware she was there. And they arranged for her to be at this event where he told, it was a lot of different people, and he told her, you know, he told everybody there, stay strong and do the da-da-da-da. And he talked with them, and this news story came out over the last week that, oh, he secretly met with her and did all this stuff. And now they're coming out and saying they did not, we didn't know that was happening.
Well, I saw a photo of them together. Holding hands.
That was photoshopped.
Oh my God.
That was a setup.
How deep does this go? Sting. It was a sting operation.
It was sting? Sting
to
did
get
it?
Sting. Sting operated the whole thing to get the Pope, Pope Dog, in the same room as Kim the shit Davis.
That makes me sick.
Kim Davis, if you're watching this, I'm going to say this right now. If you set Sting up to do this, whether it be the singer or the other entertainer, shame on you. You already shit all over weddings, and now you're shitting on the news. Live in front. If Kim Davis just dropped her pants and took a shit on the steps.
Spread her cheeks.
Metaphorically.
Of the no.
Metaphorically speaking.
Live at five.
What's the metaphor? Literally, she did that.
Just a joke?
That was something that was really difficult for me. Now, we're in the Catholicism arena. Yeah.
All right.
That was something that was difficult for me.
Welcome to podcast
growing
66.
Up, I was in a big Italian family, and I was around, I mean, everybody was Catholic. And I remember, I enjoyed it. I was never around any kind of negativity. I was never around any, this isn't this, or you can't do this. I was never around that. So I never had any kind of negative view of any of it. And my one difficult moment with it was when they talked about, in Catholicism, you have the communion. Mm-hmm. You receive, okay, here's this thing. I bless it. It is the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And you accept it. And this wine, I bless it. Here's the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
And I remember someone from a church explaining to me lots of stuff. And it all made sense to me, whatever. And until they went into that and they said, here is the communion. It become in the blessing. It becomes his body. It's not symbolic.
No.
And I went, what do you mean it's not symbolic? It is. Hmm. Huh? No, it's not a symbol.
Uh-oh. It really is.
It was like that. I really struggle with.
You're eating flesh.
And I don't know if that's what everyone says or if that one person. But it was like, well, no,
I've
not
heard that.
I'm not.
I've heard that.
But I'm not. It's not blood. It's not blood.
I think that's what they say.
Really?
That's what
that
they
was
say.
Difficult because to me, the whole thing is very beautiful as a symbol of whatever. But I
well, it's not.
I
not
was
a
sitting,
symbol.
Yeah, and that's what it was to me. I was like, what's wrong with it being? Why can't it be a symbol? Like that to me doesn't take away from it. That I don't. That was really like
no, it takes away from it.
Does it?
Yeah, because when it's real, it's real, and when it's a symbol, it's not real. So it's a
yeah,
little
but
bit less.
It's not a symbol, it's real.
It's, I mean, that's the thing; it's real.
I that just
that's a symbol would be good, like right. Rocco's saying.
You
but
would
being
think a symbol would work.
I just
but being real is so much better than being symbolic.
I just sat there, but honestly, I was really young, and I sat there just thinking, well, Jesus, his body was not a PB&J sandwich, so I don't
could be.
It's. I really struggled with that. That was the only thing. That was the only thing I ever. That was the only thing I ever came across in the whole thing that I ever actually had. Like
when I was in, I was raised Catholic too. And when I was in Bible school, I asked my teacher, "Could God make a hot dog so big not even he could finish it?" And she, very sternly and kind of pissed off, said, "There's nothing God could not finish if he put his mind to it." And it was like a very like philosophical smackdown. But to answer your question, yeah, he could be a PB&J sandwich by that logic.
If he wanted to be. That was just something I was like, man, I don't quite.
You'll never
feel
the same way about PB&J ever again.
Peanut butter and Jesus.
Take the blessing every time.
Well, hey, PB&J is my
part body of Jesus.
PB&J is my favorite sandwich, so I'm still hey. Christ,
you
if you're listening, I'm still
hey,
with you.
Praise
still,
to God.
What? To Jesus.
Yeah.
PB&J. Praise be to him.
Praise be in Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to podcast 666, podcast of the beast.
We're anyway, Jesus, don't watch this next part. Yo, we're going to do satanic stuff.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get nasty tonight. We're going to do sex stuff. It's going to be a real treat. Speaking of sex stuff.
Bottoms up and the devil laughs?
And the devil laughs. That's right. Oh, I see an upside down kickapoo.
Kickapoo. Do you know what that symbolizes? We've been talking a lot about symbols on the podcast.
Absolute happiness.
The upside down kickapoo, that is the symbol of
I was
going to
reach for
kickapoo, by the way, speaking of symbols, kickapoo is symbolic of the best drink on Earth. And it really may be the best drink on Earth. That's a subjective opinion.
I think the upside down logo.
Maybe to you it is. Maybe to me it's not.
It's hedonism. It's indulging in my desire, my pleasure to drink the entire can.
Find out for yourself. Enjoy a kickapoo. I'm sure you could do a good satanic ritual with kickapoo if you want. Like pour it over the body of a dead animal and draw a circle around it or some shit.
Yeah.
Who knows? It is October. Halloween is just around the corner.
That's true.
Are you guys excited for Halloween?
I'm very excited. I feel like today was our first taste of the Halloween weather.
Yeah, I was going to say, for those at home who have to see us suffer through the heat on countless summer podcasts.
It was nice.
Oh, my God. Today, I was woken up by the rain. I woke up to it pouring outside, rain in San Diego. Hello.
Hello.
It was beautiful. I wore a hoodie today. I mean, it was
nice out.
It was amazing. It was really incredible. So we got a first taste of fall. Because I was just thinking about it today. Like, I know a lot of people who say fall is their favorite season. But I feel like if you're living in SoCal, how can that be anymore? Like, I feel like our whole fall is just like, here's some miserable heat we didn't give you in the fun summer months. Like, I just feel like it's lost its
character. I feel like fall
starts
now. Like, summer, fall starts,
yeah, maybe now.
I feel like summer's definitely getting longer.
I agree.
Each year.
I mean, it's raining today and tomorrow in San Diego, but like by Friday it's going to be 90 degrees.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
We might be
but
back.
But fall has Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I think that's
those are good.
The favorite
those are
weather,
sweet.
Though.
Yeah.
When the leaves turn adult.
Yeah, brown. When it actually does what it's supposed to do. But, I'm
but it
just
takes
saying.
A while. We're on
SoCal,
a delayed
it
clock.
My favorite is, and it has always been, winter, baby. Because our winter here ain't that wintry.
Uh-uh.
It's just,
and your
right.
birthday's in winter.
Oh yeah, and the birthday of you can watch again now. Christ, happy birthday coming up! Shout out! All right, now turn away. Woo! We're gonna be doing dick stuff. We're gonna be doing sacrifices.
Whoa. And Sean isn't.
Stay tuned.
Where is Sean today?
Why did you point to my dick when I said that?
He said he quit.
You said dick
later
stuff.
We'll
I didn't. Know.
I said later. We'll
Sean
be back.
Quit. We told Sean we were gonna be doing.
Dick stuff.
Devil casting the devil out of the warehouse tonight.
Oh.
He said he couldn't be a part of it.
He's plugging his kid's ears right now.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
He's going, earmuffs.
That's a funny reference.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Good.
You know what else is funny? Think about...
No? What?
What is it?
Yeah, tell us.
Tell us.
Think about the...
What is it?
The movie The Martian came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right.
And... The...
I know.
How many times are we gonna rescue Matt Damon?
Good question.
So anyway,
let
just
us
a little,
count the times.
A little humor.
I saw
just
the movie.
To go around.
Let us count the times we've rescued him. A lot.
And
we got him out of.
But hey,
he was saving Private Ryan. We saved him.
I fucking love science.
Where'd that come
that's
from?
A good
I saw
point.
The I saw
where,
the movie.
Where'd that come
he's
from?
Fucking weird. Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody.
I saw the movie.
But consider this. Here's something you might not have considered. Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
Okay. Who helped save Private Ryan, aka Matt Damon?
Tom Hanks.
No.
Well, okay.
No, guess
Giovanni,
who but who helped him? That's
Vin
right.
Diesel.
No.
Giovanni.
Let me finish.
Alright.
Billy Cranston. Who
right.
Who's the dad of Malcolm in the Middle?
Billy Cranston.
Bill Cranston.
Yeah.
Cranston.
Billy Cranston is also in, have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
Yes.
And he's the dad in that too.
He's Billy
Cranston.
He's dad in, Billy Cranston is the dad in everything. Oh, and then what happens? The Martian.
Bill
Cranston. Something to think about.
Bill Cranston.
Anyway, I'm random, I'm funny. But anyway,
Bill Cranston.
Bill Cranston. We just got back from The Martian. We saw The Martian.
Mm. Yeah.
Some of us did. But
I didn't.
I had a really good time.
I had a great time.
I enjoyed the shit out of that movie.
Great.
It was a longer runtime, a little over 2 hours.
Did you get your money?
I got over 2 hours.
Did you get your money's worth?
Got my money's worth.
Good.
Yeah, I had a really good time. And it's so funny because it was It's getting great reviews. It's doing really well. That movie's a lot of fun. Like, I really enjoyed that. I say it's a lot of fun in spite of half of it being, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. You're gripping the seats.
Yeah, it was great. But it's funny. It really is what, Derek, you said this a long time ago, and it totally rings true. It's so funny how Ridley Scott can put out 5 movies that don't do that great. And it's like, okay, whatever. And I remember Derek said this years ago. Ridley Scott is the kind of director that all he needs to do is then put out one hit, and he's the greatest again. And then he could just keep doing this, and then, you know, like, every so many years, whatever.
Yeah.
And I totally see that now. It's like, everyone's raving about The Martian, and it's doing really well, and it's like, well, yeah, Ridley Scott! And it's like, yeah, a year ago you were hating him, and, you know, anyway, it's just funny.
The maker of A Good Day, and another...
Blade Runner.
Given Sunday.
A Good Year.
Another Given Sunday.
Oh, yeah,
good. A Good Year. Did he make Any Given Sunday?
No,
was that Ridley Scott?
What was that?
No, wasn't that
Oliver?
Was that Oliver Stone?
It was Oliver Stone. It is Cocaine Height.
How do you know?
Because if you watch that movie, it looks like cocaine.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's Eric knows what cocaine looks like.
It's the film equivalent.
Hey,
I took
Yes,
Dare.
I do.
The film equivalent.
Have you met Eric's roommates in Anaheim?
No, I haven't.
Eric doesn't live in Anaheim.
Anyways, so The Martian was good.
Yeah,
I didn't see
it. Yeah, I enjoyed the shit out of it. It was great.
It
was really good.
I don't want to spoil it for myself, so I'll ask you guys questions that protect me and the viewers from being spoiled.
Oh, this is good. I like this.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Ask some questions that protect us.
All right.
Protective questions.
Use protection.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's great.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great.
Wild ride. Fun.
Any slow parts?
No.
Nope.
No, it was great.
None. No slow parts.
Okay. Hold on. Let me throw a hard ball at you.
Get a good one going.
Who was good in it?
Matt Damon.
Was Matt Damon the best or someone else?
Not Rooney Mara. What?
I forgot her name.
That cute
girl. I don't
really
care about her.
Blonde from House of Cards was good in it.
How many, on a scale of 1 to 5 popcorn shakes, how many popcorn shakes would you give it?
4.
Yeah, 4.5. 4.5 popcorn shakes.
Garrett says 4.5. That's
four.
The perfect score.
That's half a shake.
Yeah.
It's half a shake.
He just kind of goes, it's a stutter.
There you have it. Now, and was it better than, well, Sean isn't here, so you'll have to answer in his place.
Oh, okay.
Was it better than Stranger Than Fiction?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
Much better.
It was better than that film.
All right.
Bold.
Sean, on Tuesday when you edit this, I know you would like to chime in on your opinion.
Well, that's right. Sean's going to edit this.
Yeah, if it was better than Stranger Than Fiction. So go ahead and put your comparison up.
Yeah,
now.
Do like a split screen between the two movies and give the pros and cons of each one. Just do that for the next 5 minutes or so. Just kind of go over, you know, compare this shot to that shot.
Oh, I didn't see The Martian. So I can't do that. Bummer. I know, but sorry, I didn't see it. But The Martian looks pretty cool, so it's probably better. I don't know.
I saw the Nah thing.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to see that this week ever again. You already got a warning. So just do the full 5 minutes, and that'll be good.
We'll contact HR, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all good. Cool. Anyway, yeah, that was great. I saw that movie. Yesterday, last night, I saw a documentary that was just released.
What documentary?
On Friday, the world was descended upon by a band I love. We finally got some new stuff from them, Eagles of Death Metal.
Oh,
they put out not only a new album on Friday, first in like 7 years. I did not know it had been that long. Mm-hmm. I remember staying at your house for a few days for some reason. Years ago, and that album, I got that album like on the way home or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
And I had that there. That feels like it was a few days ago, and then it was like, wait,
yeah,
it's 7 years.
That was a lot.
That?
7 years? Holy
yeah.
shit.
So anyway, their new album came out, but also Vice actually made a feature-length documentary on the main guy, Jesse Hughes, aka Boots Electric. It's called Redemption of the Devil. And it's just a documentary about this rocker guy, trying to make ends meet and, you know, be in his band. And, like, it's his whole journey, and it's really, really good. It was really good, and at a few points, really hard to watch. That is somebody who, that guy, if you've ever seen Eagles of Death Metal, is very all hits, no misses. That guy comes out every song he dedicates to the ladies, and he's just dancing around. Like, that guy is all positive. And so when you see a movie about him facing really difficult shit in his life with his family, it's brutal. They followed him around with a camera for like a year or something like that. Anyway, it's
seems
really
like a
good.
Really interesting guy.
Yeah, and he's never really had any information on him out there. Right. Like he's always just been the front man
so
of this crazy
mystery.
Man. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Huh. And so some people are kind of iffy on the documentary because it kind of demystifies the guy, but. I didn't feel that way at all. To me, when it ended, I wanted to, like, go support that guy more. I thought he was... I don't know. I liked his story, and I wanted to buy more albums. So, you know, we're going to see him live pretty soon. So I'm going to buy 10 shirts from that guy. I'm going to be like, hey, that's that was cool. Really good. It was great. Anyway, it was really, really good, and their album is awesome. So that's all. That's all I was going to say.
Nice. Hey, I've been playing the new Metal Gear Solid. I know I'm late to the party that everybody's already played it, but I just want to...
Still,
we're all still playing.
Yeah,
a lot of people are still playing.
It's still a brand new game.
I'm still so early in that game.
Yeah, me too.
I'm the only one who's beat it then, right?
Yep.
Because, I had the impression too. I was like, oh, we've all moved up. No, we're all still playing it, except me. But even I'm still playing it a little bit.
Yeah, I started it up this week. I played through the prologue. I was so impressed by the prologue. I felt like the story right out the gate was super badass in this game.
Yeah,
I agree.
Cool. I really like, kind of like the gothic horror mixed with like sci-fi, like a lot of just like leather and new age music and just like creepy, scary like stuff that you don't quite understand, but it's very like intimidating. I feel like the prologue was really heavily influenced by PT and
the same team making
it.
Yeah,
yeah,
same team. I was gonna say too, just to not to interrupt, whatever. But I want to say something. I think that works so well about that opening. Actually, there's someone who we know who writes articles about games all the time is Lee Alexander. Mm-hmm. She wrote an article specifically about the music in Metal Gear Solid 5. And she summed up why the opening song is so good. It opens on a synth cover of The Man Who Sold the World.
Yeah.
And it works so well just in the story because she summed it up so perfect. She's like, here it is, a song that he could have enjoyed in the time that he was a warrior. He's been in a coma for 9 years, and having it be a synth cover of it is like a goodbye to... It's kind of an alien, welcome into, like...
Like, what, this music?
Yeah, like it's a goodbye to where he was, and the sound of a new era, kind of. And I thought that was the perfect thing to choose.
I don't know if it was the same article, but it was like saying, you know, this is the first time you're hearing anything like synth. If you're a big boss.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden, you would have never heard that before.
All of a sudden, here's this song that you know from David Bowie that's like, you know, very solidified in the time.
Yeah.
And then it's like this weird just, what are these sounds?
Yeah,
am I? Just so disorienting.
Yeah, it was the perfect thing to play over the kind of opening eyes.
Especially because I mean, I love David Bowie. I've never heard that cover of that song.
Yeah.
Like, ever. And I was like, this is really compelling.
Yeah.
This makes this scene feel so much more, you know, just... alienated and like weird.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I think in terms of all of the games so far, the soundtrack, the music in this game has probably been the best.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm not even like anywhere near like close to the end of the game.
Speaking of the music,
I haven't even
gotten
quiet yet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was gonna say just real quick, not to dart back, but when we were talking about The Martian earlier, halfway through that movie, I was like, I started thinking about Metal Gear, and even though the movie is not in any way close to Metal Gear, but for some reason, I got vibes of, and I was like, is it the music? I don't know. And then, bam, end credits, music by Harry Gregson Williams. I was like, there you go. That was it. I couldn't believe I sensed that. Anyway, that's all. I didn't mean to derail your talking.
No, you didn't derail at all. I'm really enjoying it. I will say that the prologue, I told you guys this already. My only complaint so far is the length of the prologue. Was the length of like a full movie. And if you're not expecting that going in, or if you have stuff to do, or if you're only gonna if you only plan on playing for half hour or 45 minutes or an hour,
you shouldn't
don't start the game.
Yeah.
Sit down with at least 2 hours,
yeah,
maybe even 3 hours. before you go into a Metal Gear Solid 5 session. I had to go. I had about an hour to play, and yeah, the thing went on for like an hour and 20 minutes.
And it's the kind of thing you don't want to stop.
Nope. They don't even give you a break in the story. It is just like nonstop. It keeps going, it keeps going, it keeps going. It's cool in one sense that it's so interesting and you don't have a moment to breathe and it's so engaging, but I was like, okay, I need to like, can I take a piss? Can I go fucking get a drink of water? Like, give me a fucking break. Give me a pause button. But it's a cool story, and yeah, I'm really digging it. I'm still really early in the game. I just unlocked the capability to make my horse shit, so.
Oh, hell yeah, do awesome. It.
Nice. I can't wait for this podcast to end so I can go home and poop all over myself.
Nice.
You, for the record, when you get cutscenes in that game, you can pause them at any
you
point.
You can.
But I didn't want to do it. That's the thing.
It's
I
scary.
Was scared to try that in the prologue. I'll do that later in the game when I might have a chance to restart. This, that, whatever. But yeah, I was scared too.
Yeah.
That was the part of the game that I played at Konami's thing. And it was like, I was scared to touch anything. Anyway.
A lot of games, there's so many times I've been playing a game and I wanted to pause the cutscene and it just skipped it. And I was never able to rewatch it. And so I just feel like they should give you something, just like a button to like press A to continue and then you can not press A. Whatever, minor gripe. The game is really awesome. I'm really enjoying it. So, yeah, I'm happy.
I feel like you'd really enjoy it, especially once it opens up, because it's one of the least linear games that I've played in a long time. I'm only like 9% through the game. I put 40 hours into it, and like most of it has just been, oh, what's this over here? I'm gonna go check this out. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at these people. I'm gonna go fuck them up. Oh, they're my. I knocked them out. They're my team now.
Nice. Yeah, I'm about 4% done. 4% into it.
I beat the whole game, and I had a billion hours on it, and it was at 55%. I was like, man. I guess I'll keep playing.
I'm at 44% now.
Wow.
Damn. Well, you're doing a lot for where you're at.
It's 32.
Yeah. So you're
I go through side missions like crazy.
You're digging through it all.
Me too. I'm like, I'm doing side ops. And then it's like, I'm at like mission 8.
Yeah.
It's really crazy though. What this game has taught me is I always have said my whole life, I hate open world. I don't like open world. I've never liked open world. And now what I've realized is, between this and a couple other games, but Metal Gear was the big realization, I do. I just need to fucking love the world so much. And I think I don't feel a connection to Grand Theft Auto, and I don't feel a connection to Skyrim. Those to me are just kind of like, here's your stock fantasy world and here's the city, and I don't really connect with that. But even Yakuza, I was finding myself really enjoying. Those aren't quite as open as Grand Theft Auto or anything. But I was really enjoying kind of quirky 80s Japan, or I was really... and with Metal Gear, oh my god, I've always wanted to do the stuff that I'm doing in this game. Yeah. And so I'm enjoying it. And I was thinking about it too, and I'm like, yeah. And whenever the new Zelda game comes out, they said that would be open world. I bet I'll enjoy the shit out of that, because it's Hyrule. I know Hyrule.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not just a cold thing that I'm not connected to, you know? So I think that's what it is for me. I just really got to feel the world, and some I do, and some I don't. But now knowing that about myself, I never played, like, Red Dead Redemption or any of those games.
That was a great game.
And now I feel like I should try those, knowing that if I like the world, I could...
Well, what's funny is...
It's not like Western shit.
Playing Metal Gear Solid 5, it is open world, but I feel like it's one of the least actually open world games that I've played recently, because the way the map is laid out is... it's kind of like really tall hills and cliffs, so there's only so many roads you can take.
You'll definitely be directed into camps.
There's a lot of like mountain passes that you can't quite get over, so I feel like...
There's a lot of mountain passes that you think you can't get over, and you haven't found the roads to yet also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it expands more?
Yeah, well, yeah, you'll find roads and stuff that you didn't... You're like, oh, I thought I explored everywhere here. I wasn't even close.
There's just a lot of discovery to that game.
Yeah, I just felt like the mountainous terrain kind of cut you off from a lot of where you would be free to go.
Yep.
But there you have it. So it is cool open world, but it is a little bit restrictive in the way it's laid out.
But also that's how Yakuza was too. So now I'm thinking, well, maybe I need some limits.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe, that's why I enjoy
I'm thinking about a game like Grand Theft Auto where it's like a city on a grid and you can literally go like right, left, right, like anywhere you want to go. Yeah, sure. Just keep exploring.
Somebody in the chat summed that up. It's Metal Gear Solid 5 is more open approach than open world. Mm. That might be a good description of it.
Yeah.
But I like that. I really love going to everything. I know we've talked about this on a bunch of podcasts, but I really enjoyed approaching every single thing differently.
Yeah.
I'm going to sneak and do all this stuff and then sometimes going up and going, I'm going to murder everybody here. Mm. I'm gonna totally disconnect every way they have of communicating to anybody so I can kill them silently. You know, it's, anyway, that's all.
Cool. I can see myself playing this game for
a long time.
When the online capacity comes out with MGO, which is like in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
Is it weeks? I thought it was days.
Might be.
It might be next week.
I thought it was October 16th or something. I don't know. That date wrong. But, God, I feel like my movements are so fluid in that game. When I'm playing, I'm very connected to the controls. Mm. I feel like I will have a lot of fun in MGO because it's not such a, you know, gotta get headshots.
Yeah, online's Tuesday, sorry.
It's on Tuesday? Yeah. Okay, cool. That's great.
Sorry, anyway.
I feel like there's enough gimmicks and other options and other ways to play the online game to where you don't have to be that good and that twitch accurate with a machine gun to headshot your opponents. The crazy, wacky aspects of, like, catching them in traps and popping decoys up around different places. Like, the stuff that you can do in that they've shown so far looks really, really fun. And it's free if you have the game.
Yeah, it's another game you get for the game you bought. Yep. That's so awesome. That's anyway, so I'm looking for... I didn't really mess with Metal Gear Online in the past. This I will, because the gameplay is amazing to me.
So Tuesday,
Yeah.
I was going to try to finish, but...
I honestly thought with Metal Gear Solid 5, I'm like... That was the thing I was looking forward to forever. So I was like, I got it, and then I beat it, and I'm like, but there's so much I still haven't discovered. I'll just keep playing it. Because this is the thing I was looking forward to, I mean, for the rest of the year. So who gives a shit? I mean, nothing else is coming out, and then it dawned on me, oh, shit, the online thing is coming out Tuesday. Rock Band's coming out Tuesday.
I know.
Oh, shit.
And then there was another thing, too, that I feel like I'm forgetting.
I didn't even open Mario Maker. It's
Oh, really?
I'm keeping it sealed until I...
There's another thing I know that I really honestly, but something I am looking forward to, and I know it's not a new game, but just as a kind of momentary detox from Metal Gear is the Uncharted Collection. I can't wait to play those.
Did you play the demo?
Of the Uncharted Collection?
Yeah.
I played a little bit of PAX, but no, I didn't know.
Yeah, they just released it this week on.
Oh, really?
PSN. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very difficult to play Metal Gear Solid and Metal Gear Phantom Pain, and then going back to try to play Uncharted.
Yeah.
Totally.
But I'm excited to transition into that for a little while.
Yeah.
Oh, Xenoblade is coming out later this year too, but I don't know how to feel about that. It's very different than what I kind of hoped for, but that might not be bad. We'll see. Star Fox ain't coming out, so that I guess
that's delayed, right?
Yeah, that got delayed. But
fuck.
But you know what? I was just telling them, I love how they did it. I don't know if you saw it, Eric, but Miyamoto like wrote a letter, and it was basically, this is not up to the standard it should be for a new Star Fox or for a memorable whatever. And I don't know. I just feel like them coming out and being honest with that was the best way to do that. Instead of just kind of
but now the pressure's on.
Yeah, now the pressure is on. Now it's got to be good.
It's got to be real good now.
But I'm really excited for Rock Band this week. I probably have more hours on that than any other game. And absolutely, people are asking, oh, Rock Band streams? Oh, I am bringing that here. Absolutely.
For sure.
We're going to play the shit out of that. If you guys want to.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to do that.
I guess they put all the old songs up on PS4 now. You can go get them.
You start downloading them, get your hard drive space ready.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm all about it. Shit, I didn't even think about the hard drive. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That just occurred to me.
You're going to need some
room. I have like 600 songs. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do something because my hard drive's already like full of stuff.
Same here.
Yeah.
My brother really easily put like a 2 terabyte. Thank
you. Yeah. Really?
Oh, easily.
It's not hard at all with the PS4.
That. What's that?
You lose PT if you do that.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh. No, but.
I won't do it.
What are you going to do?
I'm not doing it.
My
PT. Just buy another PS4.
PT will go away.
Yeah, just buy another PS4.
Just accept it. You can't keep PT forever.
No, I can. I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
I'll figure something out.
I don't think you can.
I think I'll figure
forever?
It out. Forever?
You think you're going to die with PT on your PlayStation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
And I think it'll exist in my children's PlayStations. Ha! Get handed down.
No. away.
Yeah.
It'll live on.
Your kids won't even be able to spell PT.
Mm. I have a degree as a craft course.
Yeah, they'll dream of it.
I was going to say, speaking of PT, real quick.
Okay.
This was news last week, but man, did you hear about this, Kevin? About there was a third conspirator? There was a third collaborator.
Is this for PT?
Dude,
right?
PT. This is not even conspiracy. PT was being made by Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro.
What?
No, we already knew that.
I get excited. Del Toro
wrote on Twitter.
Fuck!
The third guy that was involved in this that people didn't know about, Junji Ito, posted all the art. We've talked about him on the podcast before.
Junji
really
Ito.
Famous, horrific Junji manga Ito. Artist.
Yes.
I guarantee you've seen his work.
Oh, yeah.
And it is some. It like, is some
eyeball,
of the only
eyeball licking and stuff.
It is some. Yeah,
yeah. So, Junji.
It is
Ito.
Some of the it's creepiest artwork you've ever seen. He was the third person working on that game. It's
Shit.
So heartbreaking.
And they released like some of the pictures of like the eye monster and like the other stuff. And it's just like, to me, I'm just like, if you're releasing all this stuff, you have to be doing something.
When you have a team like that working on a game, you are so close to getting. Fourth person could have been Joss Whedon.
Dude.
Oh, that would have been great.
You fucking know.
Finally, he could add some Buffy sensibilities.
Damn. Buffy could have shown up. Damn. And then they could have added fucking... Who else?
Dude, that redhead.
John Favreau
could have directed.
Could have done some Iron Man shit.
Yeah. And
he could have been the chef.
They could have got Wes Craven and John Carpenter before they both kicked the bucket.
John Carpenter is doing a concert for the first time.
Well, he was, then he died.
Like, coming up soon.
Yeah?
Like, all the music that he's done for movies and stuff,
he's doing
it all live at a show soon.
Beyond the Grave?
Well, Robert Rodriguez is a new John Carpenter, so we're good.
There you go. Is John Carpenter? No.
No. Johnny Carpenter is still
alive. Look it up. He's dead.
Anyway.
They could have added Jeff Foxworthy. Somebody in the chat said that. And that's actually a great idea.
Yeah. Dude. Can you... Hey, I'm not joking. I'm going to say this very seriously.
This is not a joke.
If the new game, Silent Hills, came out with Hideo Kojima making it, Guillermo del Toro directing it, whatever, Junji Ito designing the characters, things like that, and these fucking things started crawling out of the darkness, and they're all repeating... You might be a redneck jokes in like broken Japanese. Like, hey,
yeah, and you only have
still scary.
And you only have
I'm not joking.
You only have 5 bullets. What do you do?
You're a fucking redneck.
Shoot yourself in the head 5 times.
If your version of NSYNC is where you take a shower every day, you might be a.
And it's part Conky from Pee Wee's Playhouse.
A pussy eye in there. I want to lick it.
Do it. Yeah.
Might be a redneck.
redneck. Mechalaka hi, mechahani ho.
Oh, you get Jombie on board too?
Get Jombie in there.
Yeah. Yeah, Jombie's the boss.
Silent Jombie.
Yeah, Silent Jombie.
Jombie Hills.
It sucks that we don't get PT, but at least we get Pacific Rim 2. And that's...
No, didn't they cancel that?
That's all we really need.
Did you not hear about what happened?
I love Jaegers.
They canceled it.
They canceled Pacific Rim 2 for like some other movie.
The first one didn't do that great. Yeah, like, I don't understand where that was coming from.
But it was so international!
But the internet, I'm on it!
It went viral!
It went viral. I'm viral.
Yeah.
I saw the preview before The Martian of his new movie, Crimson Peak.
Yeah. Red Wings.
Looks cool.
Let me tell you about
Seen the movie, I'll tell you my review right now. Visually, it was awesome, and I didn't connect to it. I don't even have to see the movie. That's been every movie
I've
ever seen.
I'll check it out. Well, I want to take a gamble on American Horror.
Why? Rocco didn't connect to the trailer.
Yeah, there you go. No, I'll tell you that right now. That's going to be the story.
I've been down on American Horror films for quite some time. And I want to give him another shot, so I want to see what Guillermo has in store.
I just like his name, Guillermo.
Guillermo of the Bull.
Guillermo?
William of the Bull.
Let me tell you about how I got my Red Wings.
Yeah, go
ahead. Hey, before you do that, wait. Put on...
What?
We're going to cliffhanger this.
Uh-oh.
Before you find out how he got his Red Wings, I want to thank our sponsor, Kickapoo Joy Juice. I've been drinking it, and I feel so goddamn good right now.
Oh, yeah.
I've replaced... other meals with Kickapoo Joy Juice. You can get
Bye
your
Bye
own
Breakfast.
Bye Bye Breakfast, the new musical. You can get this at any. You could go on. You could go on Amazon. You could go on drinkkickapoo.com and get a case, get a sampler, or just get, you know, one flavor, whatever you want to do.
Can you sing us a little bit, like maybe a couple of bars?
A few bars of Bye Bye Breakfast.
Yeah.
Just a couple of bars
from the hit musical.
Hold the Kickapoo right up there with you. And
I don't know any Bye Bye Birdie songs, actually.
Yeah, I can't remember any either. Ed Sullivan drinks Kickapoo Joy Juice. As Ed Sullivan
drinks Kickapoo Joy Juice out his ass. They call him Ass Sullivan. You could be a ass person too.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
All you gotta do is drink Kickapoo.
Ed Sullivan.
That's pretty good.
Ass Sullivan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was,
starring Ass Sullivan.
That was Bye Bye Breakfast.
Bye Bye Breakfast.
Starring Johnny Depp.
That
looks good.
So thank you, Kickapoo Joy Juice. Go get yourself some on Amazon or drinkkickapoo.com or follow them on Twitter at drinkkickapoo and get some soda updates because then you'll know where you could get the soft drink you need where you need it. Otherwise, you may be left in the dark.
They might retweet you.
And you drink milk like a dumbass.
Like a fucking idiot.
All right. Okay, that's one sponsor. We also want to thank LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64, and you subscribe, and you get a box of mystery items every month. What's next month's theme going to be?
Musicals.
Musicals. You You get
musicals and gross dog poop.
Oh, wow.
Singing in the Rain.
You get a vial of rain, which you may sing in. You get Annie, get your gun. You get Annie's gun.
Oh, wow.
You get the gun. She's going to come get it.
You get one bullet from her gun.
Yeah.
You get a bullet from a gun. You get the damn Yankees ball. You get the ball the Yankees used.
You get Dr. Frankenfurter's corset from Rocky Horror.
No, they couldn't fit. The gun. There's a gun and a ball already in there.
It's the only musical I've ever seen.
Thing's only this big, dude. The corset's
just fold it up.
It's too big.
It's got boning in it. You're right. It's got boning.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You have boning in
the idiot.
So anyway, go to lootcrate.com/mega64 and subscribe, and you get a box of prizes every month. You never know what you're going to get, so go ahead and subscribe, and you get a special rate. Use the offer code MEGA64, and it's going to be practically free. But I didn't say free.
Uh-oh.
So
don't be free. Don't be mad at me later.
Better
don't
be
mad at me. Operative word is practically. Clean your ears out.
I also want to say, in addition, our own self-sponsorship, this past couple weeks, we had on sale the MEGA64 Game Day shirt. I'm wearing one now.
I
got one for myself.
Wow.
These turned out so good. I'm so happy with the design of that.
First time I've seen that.
I need to get one.
Look at that thing.
It looks so good. But anyway, yeah, these are on sale. Again, if you're going to Game Days in November with us, go get one. And if you're not, you can still get one. It's a good-looking shirt. Who cares if you're not going? You're going in spirit if you have a shirt, but you won't be in the same room as us.
Could be yours.
Could be. Could be real.
Should we announce that we've sold out of tickets for Game Days?
Yeah, hey, should we announce that or should we wait?
No, let's not say anything about
it. Okay, cool. That's right. That's smart.
Let's all right. Keep buying tickets for Game Days. Apparently, they're still available.
Show up, but you may not get in.
They are sold out. We did announce that before. What we're still waiting on is there might be a few more tickets from some people who bought them before. Maybe it didn't work or stuff. But we're talking like a few. Mm. So everyone at home, don't get your hopes up. It's probably sold out. But we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
But it ain't looking good.
Yeah, but for those of you who are going, who have your ticket, woo! Get ready. It's going to be fun.
November 14th and 15th in Anaheim.
Good planning ahead.
That's a month
and
10 days from now.
It's right around the corner.
I'm not prepared.
It is the 4th today. It's a month and 10 days.
Yeah, and we have a lot of surprises planned. And
we have a lot of surprises.
Everybody's going to have a good time.
Yep.
So congratulations if you have a ticket. And if you don't,
you're fucked.
Sorry. You suck.
Yeah.
The end.
End of story.
There you have it. Did we put out a new video this week?
We've been killing it in the new video department. This week we put up another panel. It's our San Diego Comic-Con panel. Maybe our best skit yet.
There you go. Check it out.
You know, First of all, it's worth watching this panel for two reasons. One, it ends on a very inspirational note. I do recommend that you watch the whole thing, and it ends on a, seriously, there was a note that I think everyone could be a little inspired by. I thought it was a touching moment. But that being said, the best reason to watch it is actually the beginning. Someone took a shit in the hallway outside Comic-Con. And you could see that, you know,
a human shit.
How fun San Diego Comic-Con has become that people just don't even care if you take a shit.
A human.
I think that that is more representative than people give it credit for or realize. Just that Comic-Con, everybody has this opinion of it, of it's so great. Mm-mm. And but you can't get into it. But if you could get into it, boy, it just must be so magical and great.
Yeah. There you saw it.
Being there and actually getting in. There's human shit on the floor, and nobody even picks it up.
For hours.
The staff is so, like...
blasé.
Yeah, blasé and checked out, and the whole thing is just a giant clusterfuck. They would rather just put, like, a convention sign over the turd.
Stuck a fucking tripod.
Than fucking remove the fecal matter. Like, they don't care about the safety of their attendees.
No.
Right? I'm sure you could get... I'm not a doctor. I'll be the first to let you know. But I'm pretty sure you could get bad disease stuff from human shit.
I don't know how.
Just being exposed to the general public.
Out of someone.
Just
and that's another thing. I'm pretty sure the bathroom situation was so fucked up that the mentality at Comic-Con is just, you know what? I'll just shit right here.
Well, I mean, I got to do this.
Fuck it. Who cares? It's Comic-Con.
I'm in line for Hall H. I can't get out of line.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So check it out. We can confirm. Some people might deny it, but we can confirm. We have video proof. People do shit on the floor at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So that's in the video. But otherwise, it was a good panel. It was really funny because Eric messaged me this past week after the panel went up, and he said, holy shit, the comments on this panel. These are the worst comments I've ever seen.
Huh.
And what he forgot was that last week we talked about a repetitive comment we always see, which is, this is the worst crowd ever, but it's good video, thanks.
Oh,
that was just something I see every once in a while, every time we put up a panel. But what people were doing this week was quoting the joke we made about that on the last podcast. So if you go, all the comments are, God. Oh, the worst crowd ever. I just wanted to die after watching it.
Going fucking insane.
Yeah. Eric was like, what's going on?
Fucking furious. I'm like, this crowd was good. Their questions were fine. This is fucking crazy. I was so upset. I'm like, Rocker, you're right.
You know what I had forgotten was the Deadpool comment that you had made.
Yeah.
Which I forgot how fucking funny that was.
Oh.
The guy who was dressed as Deadpool, and you're like, yeah, have you been going around doing funny shit and messing with people? Nah. You're my favorite Deadpool.
Right? Yeah. That was great.
You're the best Deadpool so far.
Yeah, I was just speaking from the heart on that one.
That was good.
Fucking Deadpool.
Don't be Deadpool.
Don't be Deadpool.
Don't be Deadpool.
But I think that was...
don't be the Green Ranger, don't be Deadpool.
I thought that was a really good panel. And
good posing.
It was!
I thought that was a really good panel and great questions. Okay. And, you know, sorry again that was our kind of our video this week and it wasn't like a new video.
I apologize.
I wanted to say, like, sometimes all the time, we are always working on something. We're always working on stuff and there's things happening around the clock. And sometimes it's hard to convey that because it's hard for us because we don't like to spill on things we're working on till you have it or it's out.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we have this difficult situation where we're working really hard on stuff for a long time, and then we'll go online and it's people writing about how lazy we are because there wasn't a video, you know. And it's so difficult because, especially, I remember when we were working on the Dragon Ball video that came out earlier in the summer, Sean had been up so late putting stuff together, and then like went online and it was like, are you guys done? Wow, how fucking lazy! And it's like, oh man. It's so the opposite. We've been working so hard on this. And, you know, just want to reemphasize that. We don't like to talk about stuff we're working on before it's out. We don't. A lot of people like to post fucking Instagram shots of a thing. Ooh, secret. Look at this secret thing. And we don't like to do that. We like to keep it to ourselves until it's out. And so it does kind of create a weird situation where sometimes it seems like, oh, they're not doing anything. But I promise, we're always doing something. So it may be a little light right now, but it's always because something else is going on behind the scenes, or, you know, we're working on something. Very rarely is it because of some outside world thing where we can't work on a video or something. It's usually because we're working on something. So, anyway, just wanted to let everybody know that. You know, because I don't expect that. Sometimes I get frustrated when I read that stuff, but I shouldn't assume that's clear to everybody. But I'm just emphasizing that's how we do it.
I think we've been trying to do bigger and better stuff sure. recently, and so some of it just takes a lot longer to make. And some of the stuff we work on it ends up falling through sometimes.
Yeah.
And then because it's bigger and was going to be better,
yeah.
we end up spending a lot of time on stuff that people end up not seeing. And
yeah.
Yeah, so we are working on a lot of stuff, and when it comes out, I think you'll all be very happy with yeah. what we've been cooking up behind the scenes.
Yeah. And also, with all of that, you know, even when we started and how it all began with us, we never came from the school of, like, we were never Let's Players, or we were never, you know, a lot of the other things you see on YouTube. We started before YouTube, and we were never on any kind of, like, weekly schedule. It's always been work on something until it's the best it can be. Now, nowadays, we try to keep consistent where you do have something every week, but we also acknowledge that for something to be good, sometimes you need to take a little more time with it. So we're not, we never try to race things out for the sake of, here's something, you know. Anyway, that's never how we ran it, so that's why sometimes it's a little weird, but anyway. Hopefully you will stick with us and not say fuck you, Rocco. But feel free to say it if you
say
want.
That. You can say fuck you, Rocco, but just stick with us.
Say it at home, though, in the privacy
before you go to sleep. Let that be your night.
Look, we didn't have a new video come out this week. The Smosh movie is available on Netflix.
Yeah,
stuff.
Watch that.
Media.
I kept meaning to talk about that.
You can talk about it.
Yeah, go ahead. I watched the Smosh movie.
Can we get closer on Rocco?
Can we get a review?
I saw the Smosh movie.
Sorry.
Right. Oh, sorry. Did that bore
May
you?
May I speak? Sorry.
Did that bore you?
Are you not entertained?
Go ahead. Oh, you wanted to
Did that
review
bore
the
you
Smosh
right there?
Film? What's the movie called again? A very smoshy
Smosh,
film?
Smosh the movie.
They should have called it a very...
Caught in a Smosh.
A very smoshy movie.
Caught in a Smosh.
Anyway, I saw...
They should have called it Smosh Pit.
I saw the Smosh movie.
That would have been good.
Sorry.
Mm-mm.
Cut that out. Sean, where I burped on Tuesday, since we didn't give people a video this past week, make a video to entertain them there where
like,
I burped.
Auto-tune his burp, and you can
auto-tune the burp.
You can use my yawn, Sean.
And do like a remix.
Sean yawns, and you can do the Sean remix of my yawn.
But do a skit, too, with, like, costumes, like, production.
Yeah,
like,
throw yourself in there.
Do some green screen effects. Like really, like, knock yourself out.
Do some push-ups.
Do push-ups, but like, kind of make it something where it's maybe, like, spoof The Martian a little bit.
Oh,
just kind of do it all.
And you're probably watching this live right now, so why don't you just film, start right now. Yeah. Film something on Sunday night right now.
Here's some percussion. Film some, sample that.
Nice.
Like a hi-hat.
That's yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, it's crazy I can breathe in this Martian atmosphere. Oh, there's debris all over the place. Oh, I need to be rescued. What? I gotta stay fit though, so I'm gonna do a couple push-ups to make sure the blood's flowing correctly. Let's do a couple push-ups. Oh, there's one. There's two, that's probably good for now. But what's that? Oh, I got a signal that there's a message back from Earth. I should go back to my main bar space and check it out. Now that I'm back in my base, let me hit that play button. That's got to be over here somewhere. There. Well, that was a waste of my time. And now I'm probably never going to be rescued. And I blame the Pope and Kim Davis. Fuck you, Kim Davis. All right.
Anyway, we're back. Welcome back. Thank you, Sean, for that segment. That was really good. That made up for the video thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I saw the Smosh movie. This is my honest, no BS review.
Okay.
I'm not looking to win
cut
points
the
or lose points.
Cut the bull.
No
bull.
I'm
lying.
I thought it was a well-shot movie.
Hmm. Praise.
It was legitimately filmed well.
2 points.
Praise.
And
2 points, praise.
It was actually coherently done.
Huh. Three strikes, you win.
It wasn't outright garbage. It was well done for a movie that would make a 12-year-old laugh.
That's kind of praise.
That's, yeah.
3.5 praises.
12-year-olds need movies.
I wasn't laughing, but it was like, okay, if I was 12.
It's not for you.
And the mailman comes out. They mess with the mailman, and he takes a bat to their mailbox. Maybe this is stuff I would laugh at when I was 12, but I wasn't. Whatever. But it was competently done. And it was only when I got halfway through it that I got a little miserable. Because halfway through it, the premise of the movie is there's an embarrassing movie on the internet. Or embarrassing video on the internet that they want taken off. So they go into YouTube. They literally find a portal into YouTube and go through different videos
a
to
portal.
Get to the one
wait,
that
wait.
They want to take
it's
down.
It's like science fiction-y?
Yes.
Oh.
And
yeah, now you're kind of into it.
And hey, there were a couple parts. There were a couple parts that were. I mean, I they had comedy writers writing the movie. I don't think
course.
They wrote it. There were a couple parts that made me laugh. They go into an Allstate insurance ad at one point. Like they're trying to get through, and they get stuck in pre-rolls. What would happen if your family died? What would you do? And they keep trying to not get out of it. I'm being honest. You know, some of that. It's like, hey, if I was 13,
is
this would be
the
funny.
Two,
but it's
the two hearts,
the two guys,
the
yes.
Hair.
Yeah, Smosh.
But halfway through, yeah,
me neither.
Halfway through, it was when they started repeating all the same things they had just done. So it's like, they're stuck in the insurance thing again. Oh, remember? Oh, the cute cat. Oh, the cute cat again. Oh, you blew him up. Oh, you got. It was like halfway.
Why'd they do everything again?
Halfway through, it was like, oh, you've got nothing left. Oh,
the beats in the first half or the beats in the second half?
Yeah, it's like the second half is just, they keep doing it, and it was this repetitive thing where it was like, oh, you don't have anywhere else to go, and then, oh, okay. So then it was miserable. That being said, so overall, yeah, that was not for me. It was not good. Mm. I still thought it was better done and better executed than another movie I'm not going to name by another internet
Fred.
Presence.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about Fred. I haven't
it's
seen
Fred's
not
Fred.
Thing.
John Cena's in it.
But, oh shit.
But
hey,
anyways,
Stone Cold.
We said
that
at the same time.
Okay, they're a roll cast.
Stone Cold is in Smosh.
Yeah.
What?
Say that. Hey.
Yeah.
If that's true, I'm watching it.
He's in it.
Oh shit.
He's in it.
Dude.
And
why do we have to watch it?
That was one part that actually made me laugh.
Watch it.
That was one part that actually made me laugh. They go to him. They stumble into a video where he's there, and one of them asks, well, what should I do about this girl? I really have a crush on her, but she's acting this way. And, da, da, da. And he goes, I'd do a stunner on her. Oh, so you mean like I should get her attention? No, I'd put her on the ropes. I'd do it like he just keeps trying to explain how to do his move. And they're like, oh,
why?
So you're saying like I should open up to her and whatever.
No.
And he's trying to explain how he does a stunner, and they're not getting it.
Hell yeah!
You should straight up kick this woman in the gut and fucking drive her head down while you sit.
What?
That's a stunner.
That's basically what he said.
It's a micro.
But it was still better. It was one of the better of the we're an internet group and we made a movie situations. As much as I hate to admit it, it was better than anything I've seen in that regard.
Well,
now, I haven't seen Rooster Teeth's movie, so maybe that will be because the clips I've seen of Rooster Teeth's movie, that looks incredibly
the production
right.
Looks super.
Yeah, so we'll see. I haven't seen that, but I'm saying,
was it better than the Mystery Team, Dare comedy movie?
No, actually, no. I take that back. I like Mystery Team.
I would still say that our movie Gamer Wars right. was better than any other
Gamer
movie.
Wars. I don't. I mean, I can't say that because I made it. But let's. I mean, Gamer Wars is the best.
I would say that. But, I mean, I wasn't there for any of it.
Sure, you could say that. Okay, Brian,
yeah, you can say that.
It was on before the podcast on
Mega
64 TV. That's the best internet troupe making a movie, I would say. So check that out, Mega 64 TV.
Yeah.
Celebrity power of Tallarico alone.
TT Tallarico.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I had to say about the Smosh movie. If you have any Smosh questions, let me know.
Everybody's made a movie except for us.
Shit.
Smosh, dude. Angry Video Game Nerd, Derek Comedy, Rooster Teeth.
Why not this Derek Comedy?
Fred?
Yeah. Fred?
Ugh.
He got John Cena.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
Does Loading Ready Run the movie?
What are we waiting for?
No.
Not yet.
Does No Mercy have a movie?
No Mercy. Yeah.
They do.
I think they did.
No Mercy made a
movie.
Yeah. We should watch that live.
Yeah.
Some week. I'll ask them. I bet they just leave it.
Absolutely.
Oh, I would come.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything else they want to add before I get to the gross shit?
Watch no. Little fucker.
Okay.
Gross shit.
What if I could stream, little fucker?
I don't think anyone would ever know or care.
I don't think they would
so
either.
So go for it.
Oh, my God.
We asked you at the beginning of the show, email us, podcast@megacityroar.com. What is the grossest thing you've ever seen? So we got some answers. Katie says, once my sister came out of the bathroom and I went in after her, the toilet was smeared with bloody shit stains and the garbage was filled with unsealed used tampons.
Oh.
The smell was wretchedly strong and the images have scarred me to this day. Thank you, Katie.
Wow. Sell your sister out. Jeez.
Yikes.
Some sister.
Andrew H. I want to make sure he said it was okay to use. Okay. I was in fourth grade on the way to lunch. Across from me was a sixth grader I knew of sitting by himself and eating some Flaming Hot Cheetos. Except he wasn't just eating the Cheetos. He would chew them up and throw them back into his hand, repeating the process over and over until he was eating and regurgitating what looked like red applesauce.
Oh, what the
That's
fuck?
That's disgusting.
All right. Nathan J.
It's not that bad.
Some of these are just, I saw puke.
I've seen that.
I've seen that. It's not that bad.
Evan S. keeps it simple. I walked into a handicap stall and there was shit all over the wall. You know, keep it simple.
Doesn't sound very handicapped to me. Sounds like an able-bodied person was taking advantage.
Anna A. says, one time I left a pot of chili out for a week and when I opened it, there were worms and maggots crawling around in it.
What the fuck?
That's pretty gross.
Why you leave a pot of chili out?
How did worms and maggots get in it?
That's always the question.
They grow from the
Where
bacteria.
Do they come from?
Oh, hey, Jacob. Oh, Jacob sent an email, grossest thing I ever saw, and he wrote Derek Acosta's face.
Oh, come on. Okay, you know what? All right, we're going to end this. Turn this off.
This is.
Turn this. You cross the fucking line, you motherfucker. And if I ever see your fucking ass, you're donezo, bitch. Turn this off. Kill it. Kill it. Fuck you.